Well, just the volume of people has an influence on the amount of crime that occurs within the community. Sometimes the nature of the change of the population. Generally, crime is concentrated in our high poverty areas, and or in those types of areas you find concentrations both of crime and police workload. How you kind of try to control for that is when you talk about crime, you put it in the context of rates. And although a lot of times media and other people want to focus on what the actual numbers are, in an area like ours, in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, we've had so much growth, you really can't get an accurate picture of how it's changing unless you do put it on a rate basis.
Police have a role that they have to do, but there's a whole nother side to protecting, citizens. There's the courts, the DAs. What do you think needs to be done along those lines to help keep the city and county safe?
The court system in Mecklenburg County and North Carolina in general just simply has been underfunded for years. It's been ignored by our General Assembly. Fortunately, this year, it looks like they're going to make some changes in that. But we've gone for years without adequate staffing. They don't have the kind of technology that business and industry and other parts of government have that have increased both effectiveness and efficiency. And so it's deteriorated to a point where they are just totally overwhelmed. There's in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, 1.6 of the trials are cases that are filed ever actually go to trial. So they do a lot of plea bargaining. That's going to happen anyway, but the system just is not funded well enough to do the job for the size of community that we have.
I imagine that's got to be really frustrating for officers who are doing what they can to, work on street crime and not be able to keep people in jail and not be able to prosecute them in the first place.
It is a frustrating situation. And what makes it most frustrating, it's not so much the officers having to arrest and rearrest people. What really makes it frustrating is having to explain that to people in neighborhoods and people who have been victims of crime and people who know that there's been an arrest made today and tomorrow or the next day they see the same person back out on the street for even after they've committed a pretty serious crime. And the police really are, nobody really goes much to the prosecutor's office or complains to the judges. The police are the ones that have to explain that to people in our community.
Do you think that people could take a more active role in going straight to a DA or a prosecutor and saying, look, I'm unhappy with what's going on with this case? I mean, do you hear of people doing that?
No. Well, they do around particular cases that they have been involved in, where they've been a victim, where they feel like that they've been disappointed that it wasn't prosecuted or there was a plea bargain or that kind of thing. If you think about it, how many times when you see crime statistics reported, which, we reported the same crime statistics in February that now are generating lots of interest because the FBI published them preliminary results 5 or 6 months later. I have not seen in any of the stories, I've seen references to the DAs, but nobody's gone to the district attorney and ask him about crime and what they can do about it. Nobody's gone to the chief judges and asked them about crime and what they can do about it. Nobody's gone to a whole series of other places where what they do or don't do has influence on the amount of crime that we have in our community. It's always a situation where the police are responsible for crime, even though the police in most cases have the least ability to control it, other than through what we do to educate and help people understand the prevention aspects and what we do to the criminal justice system.
Well, Chief, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
It's good to talk to you.